Cattle futures continued higher Monday. The average value of pasture in the United States increased 11.5%, or $170 an acre year over year, to an average price of $1,650, according to USDA. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of August. Last week's stronger cash prices for feeder and fed cattle, along with softer corn futures, helped cattle futures extend gains Monday, especially feeder cattle, which closed an average of $1.49 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $135 to $136 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $136 in Kansas, $140 to $143 in Nebraska, and $141 to $147 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $227 in Nebraska and $225 to $232 in the Western Corn Belt. The five-area direct weighted average steer price last week was $140.84 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.01 more than the previous week. The weighted average price on the beef was $2.20 higher at $227.83. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.62 higher Monday afternoon at $266.24 a hundredweight. Select was 19 cents higher at $238.86. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 8 cents lower.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves and yearlings traded mainly firm to $5 a hundredweight higher last week, with instances of $6 to $8 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. On Monday, feeder steers sold unevenly steady, and feeder heifers traded steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 7,500 head. Likewise, steer calves sold unevenly steady, while heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher. And at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers traded steady to $4 lower, while feeder heifers traded $3 to $8 higher. There are 4,013 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. Just head over to calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed Monday as investors paddled in place awaiting further data direction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 29 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 5 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 13 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.75 to $2.06 higher through the front six contracts. The United States Farm Real Estate Value for this year, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $3,800 an acre, up $420 an acre, or 12.4% from last year, according to the latest land value summary from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. United States cropland value averaged $5,050 an acre, an increase of $630 an acre, or 14.3% more. United States pasture value averaged $1,650 an acre, an increase of $170 an acre, or 11.5% more than last year. From a percentage standpoint, pasture value is up the most, 17.7%, in the Northern Plains, where average value per acre was $1,330. Kansas was up 23.3% at $1,850 an acre. South Dakota was up 16% at $1,230 an acre. Nebraska was up 14.8% at $1,850 an acre. And North Dakota was up 10.7% at $930 an acre. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.